Hi, everybody. Dr. K here. Today, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite subjects. And the reason for this is, you know, when it comes to flexibility versus mobility, a lot of people say, you know, I was born tight and I just don't see how I could ever become flexible. The truth be told, I've been stretching for months now or years, and I've never really been able to stretch my hamstrings better now than I used to before. And I just don't see how it could ever improve. Isn't it possible that I'm just immobile or inflexible and I'm never really going to stand a chance of being able to do this properly? And my answer profoundly is no. Some of us will be more flexible or mobile than others, but many of you probably haven't taken the right approach. And I mean this with all positivity, but think about this for a second. Our muscles really are result in the length that they are because of our nervous system and the amount of signaling that goes down to our muscles to say, hey, contract here, or, you know, tighten up this muscle there, or protect this area by tightening all the surrounding muscles around this joint. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever stretched your nerves? And I say this with a little bit of caution because I wouldn't want you to overstretch your nerves and result in injury. But the truth is, you need to be able to stretch your nerves if you haven't had any luck stretching your muscles. And this gets into the topic of mobility. You see, nerve stretches are neural gliding. There's actually nerve tension testing and neural gliding that goes with it. Nerve tension testing determines, you know, is it an entire upper extremity or lower extremity that's at fault right now? And if it is, perhaps it's our nervous system over-signaling to that area. Let me give you a practical example. If you have low back pain, what you're going to experience is tight hamstrings. And it's not going to be on one side, it's going to be on both, but the chances are your calves are tight as well. And that's because your sciatic nerve originates in your lower spine and feeds its way down, changes names along the way, and eventually inserts into your heel. So every muscle along the way, when your sciatic nerve's on fire, is going to contract reflexively. This is just human nature, and this is the way things are. So would I be better off stretching my hamstrings, my gastroc, which is the outer calf muscle, my soleus, which is the inner calf or runner's muscle, and so on and so forth all the way down my leg, making sure I didn't just get my outer hamstring, but I got my two inner hamstrings as well? That's insane. How are you ever going to get through your entire workout routine plus all of these stretches? It's just not going to work. But instead, if we say, let's put a light stretch on the sciatic nerve by dorsiflexion, or let's say you're stretching your hamstrings lying on your back, raising your leg up and trying to straighten your knee at the exact same time. Now, if you just point your toes towards your face during that exact same movement, you're probably going to feel like in the back of your knee, it's like on fire, right? It's a pretty uncomfortable feeling. So I don't recommend holding it for a long time. But I would say that that's going to put a stretch all the way through the only common tissue that's taking place there, which is your nervous system tissue or your sciatic nerve. Now what are you doing? By putting a light stretch, or better said, using a mobility exercise or a neural gliding exercise on your sciatic nerve, you're creating more room. You're teaching your body it's allowed to be a little bit longer, a little less tense, and the signaling strength can go down. Or let's say it's the same amount of signal over a greater amount of area, if that makes more sense to you. This is like the topic of low back pain radiating down into the leg. A lot of people think they're getting better when the pain travels down, but it gets less intense. The truth is, that's a sign of worsening. Instead, if you said, man, you know, my back pain wasn't that bad. It started to go down my leg. It felt a lot better, but it went further down my leg. And now it's coming back up, but it's more intense again. That's a sign of healing. You see, when it comes to, I discuss topics like this in backinjuryguide.com. Feel free to take a look. But when it comes to topics of healing in the nervous system, really what you need to consider is the same amount of signaling over a smaller area is either going to be better or and stronger or weaker and stronger. And what this comes down to is by adding a little bit of stretch to your nervous system tissue, in the case of the sciatic nerve, you can calm down all of the signaling to all of the muscles in the surrounding area, thereby increasing your flexibility. And I keep using the word flexibility versus mobility, so let's talk about that. Mobility is active movement, and flexibility is passive movement. So can you do the pretzel and hold your position with your legs behind your head? It would be a pretty vivid example, right? Ankles behind the head and hold that position. That's flexibility because you're just holding this static or no-movement position. Mobility would be the process of bringing your legs behind your head. So as it turns out, for those of us who are less concerned with gymnastics and more concerned with better weight room routines and better just function and form, we're better off training mobility than we are flexibility because this is active movement. This is the way we move in daily life. So I would recommend that you straighten your knee and then you relax it back and bend it when you're lying on your back and stretch your hamstring instead of just holding your position. And let's add one layer to that and get mobility and neural gliding in at once by simply dorsiflexing or bringing your toes towards your face. So now do this with me. Lie on your back. All right. I want you to lie with your left knee bent and your left foot flat. Your right leg is going to be stretched out all the way in front of you. Now bring your right knee up towards your chest equal to the height of your left knee. And I want you to just gently and slowly stretch out your right leg until you feel light tension behind the knee. And then simply bring your toes towards your face ever so gently. At the point where you feel an increased amount of tension, I want you to return to pointing your toes up straight in the air and bending your knee back down. That equals one repetition. Repeat for 15 repetitions as you would any other exercise. You see, it's not just about strength, and it's not just about length. It's length and tension ratio that determines your fitness level and your ability to avoid injury. So the next time that you're trying to stretch, I profoundly encourage you, don't just stretch, use mobility exercises. You know, I read about this all the time in Runner's World and other magazines where they say runners that stretch get hurt more often. Yeah, that might be true. But here's the point. Runners that stretch, flexibility, get hurt more often because what are they doing? They're passively taking themselves out of an uncomfortable range where they've trained their muscles to respond to a shorter range, and now they're trying to use them when they're longer, which is another way of saying they're too long for their strength or they're out of shape despite the fact that they've been training so hard. Instead, if they would just actively move in and out of a mobility exercise, they would gain the same sort of flexibility that's relevant to running, and they would get so much further, so much faster, and avoid injury. So today's topic was flexibility versus mobility. I'm very glad to be talking to you about this today, and I did go ahead and add a layer for you about neural gliding. Now, neural gliding can be done all over the body, and in the upper body, for example, by stretching both arms out 90 degrees at your armpit or a right angle at your armpit, arms directly out to your side, and then simply bringing your fingertips towards the back of your body and then returning them forward. Almost like a bird flaps its wings, but with your arms straight out the whole time. That's going to put a stretch through your median nerve. There are neural gliding techniques you can use all over your body, but don't abuse them because you never want to overdo it with your nervous system. So before you ever try stuff like this, if you're at any risk of this or you feel a lot of tightness and tension all over your body, my recommendation stands to go see your physical therapist or physician. If not, I wish you the best of luck with this, and I highly encourage that in the future, when considering a flexibility routine, you'll consider mobility and neural gliding instead. Signing off, this is Dr. K, hoping that you'll have a wonderful day and that you'll sincerely consider purchasing one of my products because I'm here to help. Right now, I've got on the market some of the best and greatest fitness products available, and I mean this, and I don't mean it in a conceited way, but I mean this in a caring way. That's why I give you the opportunity to try them for free for 30 days. I give you the opportunity to say no. All I'm asking for in return is enough trust to try. Have a great day.